Can't get enough of the podcast? Lucky for you, our video IQ platform on adorebeauty.com.au houses thousands of articles on skincare, makeup, haircare, and more. Plus, you can find a heap of video tutorials, ingredient spotlights, and brand breakdowns on our YouTube channel. Just click on Beauty IQ in the menu bar of the website or app, or search Adore Beauty on YouTube for more beauty content.
Adore Beauty acknowledges First Nations people as the traditional owners across the lands and waters of Australia. We recognise and pay our respects to elders past, present and future whose lands were never ceded. Welcome back to Beauty IQ, the podcast. I'm your host, Hannah First.
And I am your summer co-host, Melissa Mason.
Okay, so Hannah, you messaged me and you said, let's both watch this J-Lo film that's coming out and regroup for the podcast and discuss it. And I was like, great, love J-Lo, can't wait. And the first thing that pops up on Prime Video for me is This Is Me Now, which is a film, I will say that. It is a musical. I really didn't know what I was expecting. I just started it and it starts off pretty normal. Like, it's kind of cool, really beautifully shot, amazing like visuals. She's riding along this beautiful lake on a motorbike with some biker guy, like they're in love. It's telling the story of this like romantic Puerto Rican myth of these two lovers, you know, who just can't seem to connect, or like, you know, like kind of star-crossed lovers kind of stuff. Anyway, and then the bike has a crash and then suddenly we're in a metal heart factory and J-Lo is like a metal worker, but instead of actually doing any work on this heart that's failing, it's this big metal heart in the middle that's failing, and instead of doing any work they just start dancing.
Can I tell you that I turned it off at the metal heart?
I was tempted. I was really tempted, but I was like, I'm gonna pursue this, I'm gonna do it for Hannah. I watched the whole thing. I was,
I
like
feel so
what
bad.
The f did I just watch? Because you meant something else. You meant for something else to be watched. What was that?
Well, I texted and I said, oh my God, I loved the J-Lo doco. I cried. And Mel wrote back and said, we obviously have very different opinions on this movie. So The Greatest Love Story Never Told is the actual documentary about making the musical film. We didn't actually say which one we were going to watch. I don't think either of us knew that she had created these two sort of movies for Amazon Prime, but Ben Affleck was a big star of the doco, standout character in the documentary, which is why I ended up watching that instead of the movie, because I wanted to know about them. And was really interesting for me was she didn't wear makeup a lot of the time in the movie. She was so real in this documentary. It was a side of her that you've probably never seen. But as part of that, she just didn't wear makeup. It was so different to what you see on social media. She was never in makeup. And then her and Ben were like really cute together. So I did some deep, deep stalking on this documentary.
This is what always happens when you watch docos, right?
So Ben Affleck in the documentary was like, you know, I'm not comfortable having my private life out in the open like this. But, you know, he made an analogy that if you are married to a ship captain, you can't say that I don't like the water. And so for him, he was like, you know. And in the movie, I'm like, he's behind the camera. He's interviewing her. He's asking her if she's forgiven him. There's all of this sort of stuff. And I'm like, God, he's so involved in this. For someone that didn't want this project to go ahead and didn't want them to be, I'm like, he's quite involved anyway. Turns out his new company was like one of the producers of the documentary. So he owns a production company with Matt Damon. And I'm on their website and it's got The Greatest Love Story Never Told. And I'm like, oh my God. So he was like involved in this production.
He's got like a financial stake in this situation.
100%.
Yeah.
The documentary is amazing. I was not expecting to see so much like rawness from J-Lo and was so impressed with how she just let herself go barefaced. She was not made up in every scene. She was talking to Ben about how you just see me around the house, like schlepping around the house. I think that's the word she used even with no makeup. And I really loved it, but it was different to the musical film that you saw. Mel, what's on today's episode?
Well, today we're talking about accidentally using certain products as others. I'm just going to give a spoiler, thrush cream as toothpaste. And then we're going to go into an education segment on hard water and the effects on your hair with Dr. Kay Fitzgerald. And of course, the products we didn't know we needed. I am a bit obsessed with this cringy convo because this is like my worst nightmare. It's when you accidentally use one beauty or I would say health product for another. So for example, have you ever, I have not done this, but have you ever picked up like the thrush cream and thought it was like for pimples or something?
My thrush cream is hidden away in my drawer. So it would be like, it's not there, like where the, it's not in the toothpaste holder. It's actually in the drawer. So I just doubt that I would accidentally use. I'm surprised people do that. Like, where do they leave their thrush cream? They must just leave it.
I know, next to just toothpaste. Out in the open. The confidence, yeah. The confidence of leaving your thrush cream just right anywhere. There on the beauty shelf.
Yeah.
But look, it can get like as bad as nail glue as eye drops, which I actually think that's going to be a trip to the hospital. I'm just going to say 100%. Right now. That loses its hilarity very quickly when you're sitting in ER. But look, have you ever used something the wrong way accidentally?
You know, I was talking about those Kmart silicone travel tubes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I took two away with me. One had sunscreen in it and one had my Kerastase conditioner in it. So okay. I accidentally put the sunscreen in the shower and I had the conditioner as the sunscreen. I don't know. I didn't think to like smell it. I just thought it looked right. Like they were both.
They do look the same. They're both
white cream.
Yeah.
And then I'm in the shower and I wash my hair and then I start like, I didn't, because it kind of smelt coconutty, the sunscreen. I thought, oh, this smells nice. And I put it all through my hair. And I was like, this is the worst conditioner. Like, this is not working. And then I sort of rinsed out the conditioner, not thinking anything of it. And I only realized probably a week later that it was, that I'd been using sunscreen as conditioner. So,
yeah.
That's my story.
And that's always the way, because I was going to say my story is very similar in that it wasn't actually me, but it was my friend and I'll never forget it. We were traveling like in Western Australia. And so we're staying in a lot of like caravan parks and things where you're having like showers in those communal bathrooms and stuff. And she was just kept being like, guys, my hair is so dry. Like, why is it so dry? And it looked really bad. Like it was like frizzy and like the ends were all like, you know, piecey when they get like a bit weird and stringy. And oh, it just looked awful. After like probably a week or so of complaining about this, because we're swimming every day, so we're washing our hair like every day, I was like, what products are you using? Like, I need to see what this awful like hair products are. And it turned out she was using two shampoos, not a shampoo and a conditioner. So she was shampooing her hair and then going back in with like a different brand that was also shampoo. And like, I love this friend, but she is definitely this kind of spacey type person where she just wouldn't like pay attention to what she'd picked up and packed.
Yeah.
Oh, it was incredible. I was like, no wonder your hair is dry as a bone.
What's really interesting about that is that shampoo lathers like compared to...
Yeah, I know.
So you would have to really... Like, I guess she was washing with shampoo with like aggressive motion and then,
yes.
And then she was actually just putting the shampoo on like this and then thinking,
exactly.
That's going to smooth it out, but it didn't. Oh God. My
yeah,
hair's,
exactly.
So dry and knotty. I think I would find out pretty quickly that I wasn't using conditioner. Although I didn't know I was wearing sunscreen in my hair.
That's
so
true.
Maybe not.
That is true. I love this one from our producer Cass. Okay. So she had chafe cream and toothpaste that both she says had the same bottle. I question this, but okay. And she grabbed the toothpaste to put between her thighs. She said it was so minty and sticky. Oh God, it would be the worst. Like instead of a nice velvety soft feeling, it would just be like tacky.
The opposite of chafe cream as well. It would be so drying. Toothpaste
yeah.
is so drying. So we also reached out to our Beauty IQ Uncensored Facebook group mm-hmm. to ask listeners what they've used. And the first one we've got is, it's always my friend. So
a
friend of mine
Wink.
Once reached for the canister in the dark during the night and realized too late that she'd applied deep heat to her thrush instead.
No.
How on earth the smell didn't alert her, I have no idea. Anyway, it did at least cure the itching.
Oh my gosh. In the most aggressive way possible.
I think, because I have told this story on the podcast, grabbing things late at night is probably that because you're half asleep, you're kind of half sleepwalking when you do things. I've said it on this podcast, but I once drank my cellar water thinking it was my water.
What?
You guys haven't obviously heard this story.
I grabbed it
and I drank out of it. And then it took me like a few seconds to realize it was soapy. So I forgot about that one, actually. Maybe I thought I only had one, but yeah, that was another one. But that was more drinking than application of beauty products. So yeah. I totally understand people at nighttime because you like maybe just don't do it at nighttime. But I can understand if there's itchiness in the middle of the night that you would want to.
Yeah. You know, you'd just be grabbing whatever's there and just assuming you were going to get the right thing. And then you're rudely awakened. You're not going back to sleep after that. I can tell you that for free. This one is just funny to me because this wouldn't like, I wouldn't be freaked out, but it would, it's just hilarious.
Can I just say, I've done this not on accident. I've done this legitimately when there's no, yeah, continue. I was a bit offended by this one. Like, I can't believe I did that. It's like, yeah, I did that on purpose.
This happened for real. It's accidentally used Femfresh as face wash.
Big deal. Femfresh is a pH balanced body cleanser.
True.
When I go hiking, I take Femfresh wipes and I don't use them on the same one on both areas, but I'll use two separate ones, one on the face, one on the vagina. To do like a
it
shower.
It just feels wrong though, doesn't it? Don't you think it feels wrong?
It feels
illegal.
I have like the big pump one in the shower and I use that as body wash.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, it's just body wash. They've got a marketing problem, clearly. It's just a body wash that you can use anywhere.
Oh my gosh.
Next one we've got is hand sanitizing wipes full of alcohol instead of oil-based eye makeup remover wipes. Feel the burn in my eyes for days after. Oh,
I would be getting grade 100 eczema all over my eyes. Like the eczema would explode. Mm. No amount of special eczema cream was going to fix that one at all. Speaking of, I mean, this one's just would taste revolting. My mum once used Suve, the cream for minor burns, as toothpaste. That I can believe because that tube does look like toothpaste.
All tubes look like toothpaste. Now that you say it, I have used a cream accidentally. I didn't actually brush my teeth with it, but I did put it on my toothpaste. You know the nappy rash cream that you use for tattoo?
Oh, yes.
After tattoo removal? Yes. Bepanthen?
You just like saw it. You caught yourself like, right in time. Because that would not taste good. That would not be good.
So the next one is a friend of mine, male, accidentally used deep heat instead of lube once. He didn't notice at first because he was all wrapped up, but his girlfriend at the time felt every second of it.
Oh no. I'm just...
That's a crime.
Absolutely not. I would break up with him. He'd be broken up with.
Well, it does say girlfriend at the time, so they did break up.
Yeah. Here's another one. My girlfriend was sick and made a Barocca with the effervescent tablets, downed the whole pint and said, God, it tasted awful. I said it shouldn't and smelled it, checked the bottle and she had bought denture cleaning tablets for fake teeth, which had bleach in them. So they went to hospital, but she was fine. But oh my goodness. I can see that happening too. 100% you're sick, right? You're not in your right mind.
Yeah.
And they all fizz. If it's fizzing, I'm assuming it's the thing that I was meant to buy.
Yeah, that's
really, I wouldn't think I'm using denture tablets.
That's really bad. If you have any others, I reckon we would definitely come back to this topic.
Yes,
so go to the Facebook group, Beauty IQ Uncensored, and you'll find the thread and post yours.
So, Hannah, I'm about to move to the Northern Territory, which I don't even think we have told podcast listeners about.
I don't think they know. So, unless they're following you on Instagram.
But I'm moving quite remotely. And something that has come up in my kind of obsessive, what am I going to do? Is this going to change things about the way I do my skincare and so on? Is my hair routine, because the water in the NT compared to New South Wales, where I live now, is really hard. So it's really hard water, which means it's like, I think what it means, we're going to find out in a minute, is that it's got a lot of like mineral deposits in it. And that can actually affect your hair quality, which is crazy because I don't really know anything about this and it's like this whole new world for me. We've called in a professional to help me out. Welcome trichologist Dr. Kay Fitzgerald back to the podcast. Hello, Kay.
Hello. How are you girls?
We're good. As Mel mentioned, I have absolutely no idea what hard water is, but can you share what is it and how does it affect your hair?
So hard water is about the mineral buildup in the water. So normally it's from the soil, it's from pipes, and it comes through to our taps. Sometimes you can tell if you have a sort of a build-up around your taps, a little bit of green, well, then you know that you've actually got hard water. That's one way of telling. It's so creepy. You've got hard water, yeah. So there's things that you can do, of course, which we're going to discuss today on how to rectify all that. But yeah, it's a mineral buildup. So it's about magnesium, copper, zinc, all those sort of things.
What do those minerals kind of do to the hair?
They tend to build up on your hair and create a film, a layer. And so then when, for example, you're using your beautiful shampoo, it doesn't have a chance to penetrate and really do its job because the film is there. So you need to remove that film. So your hair might, it will start to feel a little bit drier because your mask or your conditioner can't penetrate, and then you'll start to get cracking through the cuticle.
Oh. And yeah.
So
sounds awful.
So I think you're going to need a filter.
I didn't realize this, but it's not just the Northern Territory that has very hard water. Also, Queensland and South Australia have very hard water. And then Western Australia, it's like moderately hard. And even New South Wales already.
Victoria has soft.
Bloody Victorians and Tasmanians, you're fine. You're fine. This is why when I brought this up with Hannah, she was sort of like, oh, what? Because you've never had this problem.
So but you still do have that problem. It's not an excessive problem. I wouldn't have somebody coming into the clinic every week where that's an issue. But, you know, if you have copper pipes or even with PCP pipes, you can get a build-up, even in Melbourne.
Wow.
So we're not all off the hook in Melbourne.
It's a problem that affects everyone. But what are some signs? Like, you've talked about this film. What are the signs that I should be looking out for in my hair that says, oh, the hard water's really affecting it?
Colour fade, a dullness to your hair. And then as it progresses, then you'll start to get dry hair, then cracking hair, brittle. But the first thing you'll probably notice is the dullness or the colour fade.
Right.
And your hair needs that hydration. And, of course, it can't get through with that film there. So we have to get rid of that film as well, besides putting a filter on. Once you've been exposed to it, there's special shampoos out there that you can use, or there's some home remedies as well to remove it. And then I would put a filter on the shower.
In terms of like the different hair types, I'm assuming that there's kind of a difference between if you had virgin hair or you had like oilier hair compared to maybe like my hair, which is dried with colour. Is it going to affect them differently?
Yes, it will. And curly hair will be affected differently again. So if you have curly hair, if you have coloured hair, you're going to be more vulnerable.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I was like, I heard curly hair and I was like, great. Because my hair's naturally curly, so I straighten it, but it's naturally curly. And when I move, I'm just not going to straighten it because of the humidity. So, great.
That's no point, yeah.
I'm on the worst end.
Well, you probably are. But there's things that you can do to rectify it anyway, because if you do replace your shower head with a filtered one, that's definitely going to help. And then you could once a week use a detox shampoo. You wouldn't want to use that every wash because it would be...
So it's not an every wash situation with, in terms of that film, removing the film. It's not like every wash you need to use a pre-shampoo type of product?
No. So it would be if you've changed the filter especially, but if you use those products too often, it will start to dry your hair as well.
Oh, gosh.
So you can't use them too often, no. So you've got to find a balance. But I think the main thing is to change the filter on your shower. L'Oreal have a detox shampoo and they have a mask and they have an oil and it's fantastic. It's very hydrating and moisturising, which is what you're lacking.
Is that L'Oreal Professional?
Yes.
I have another question because I remember using this product. It's by Colour Wow. It's called the Colour Wow Dream Filter Pre-Shampoo Spray. And I remember not understanding at all what you would use it for, but now I do understand. I was using it and I was like, I don't know what this is for. It says here that it removes mineral deposits and metal buildup on the hair. It's before you shampoo your hair. It says, removes color distorting buildup from tap and well water. So is that something that you could also use like a pre-shampoo?
You could use a pre-shampoo. It's probably going to be a little bit drying if you used it too often though. you know. Okay. There are some oils, the L'Oreal Metal Detox, and there'll be other ones out there too. That's the one that I'm familiar with.
Mm.
Has an oil as well that gives you a bit of a protective coating from the minerals.
Yeah.
When we're talking about these minerals, like you're talking about getting a filter that you can put onto your shower to filter out these minerals, are there specific minerals that are found in Australian hard water that are affecting the hair health?
Yeah, so it's magnesium. I mean, if we go to swimming pools and your hair turns that green colour, that's often not because of the chlorine, that's because of the copper, of course. Yeah, yeah. People often will say, oh, the chlorine's making my hair turn green. But if there was no copper in the water, it wouldn't turn green.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, it's actual copper. So before you go into the pool, if you wet your hair before you go into the water, it minimises the attachment.
Right.
And for anyone that's living in areas with hard water, you mentioned a filter on the shower. Are there any other recommendations?
If you don't have a filter, then you really need to stick with using your detox shampoos once a week to get rid of it, and perhaps your oils as well to coat the hair to protect when you first get in the shower.
So once a week for the detox shampoo.
Once a week, yeah, once a week, yeah.
And then when you're talking about this oil, is that a post-shower protective hair oil, or is this pre-showering?
Yeah, so the oil you would do post when you get out the shower, but that film will still be on your cuticle when you get in the shower the next time. So it's going to give you some protection. So you don't have to put that on directly before you get in the shower. So yeah, after you get out the shower, you just put that on, and then that's going to give you a little bit of shine and hydration. And then when you get in the shower, it's also giving you protection from the minerals.
Right. And what home remedies did you have for countering the effect of hard water?
Apple cider vinegar is quite good. So you could mix that up. You could mix bicarb soda as well.
Bicarb soda, everything.
As we have said in this podcast, it always comes up.
For every home remedy right here, is vinegar and bicarb soda.
Yeah, it actually does work. So, you know, and that's for those people that don't want to go out and buy products, or they can't afford to buy products, then, you know, generally they'll have those things in their cupboard so they could mix that up.
Is that your pre, and then that becomes your pre-shampoo detox once a week?
Yes, you wouldn't do that every time, no, because, again, that can be quite
dry. Does that dry the hair out?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Vinegar and bicarb soda.
Bicarb soda's going to dry it out, so, yeah, not too often. But definitely the detox shampoos or charcoal-based shampoos as well, because then the minerals will attach to the charcoal.
Yeah, I use the K18 detox shampoo, and I thought it was just for product build, like just to remove the product buildup. I didn't actually know that that could also, because it's a charcoal colour.
Yeah.
So that must be for product buildup and then also for hard water.
It is, yeah. Yeah, so that will help with the mineral buildup as well.
The one I use is the K18 peptide detox shampoo.
That's the one. So, yeah, that's the one that will remove the minerals. Yeah, and then you've got the L'Oreal as well. And I'm sure there's others out there. I'm not all over all of them, but those ones I'm definitely familiar with, yeah.
Yeah, so you're looking for like a detox shampoo, potentially with charcoal in there, but basically something that is specifically designed to remove product and hard water minerals from hair.
Yeah.
I feel very prepared now.
Good, good.
I'm less anxious about my hair quality taking a real downhill turn when I move.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do all of these things, Kay. I'm
shower
all over
head,
it.
Yep, oil. You'll be fine. You'll still have beautiful hair when we do the next podcast.
Yeah, you'll see me next time and you'll be like, wow, I didn't even realize you'd moved.
I'll be able to judge it.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the podcast and chatting to us about hard water and hair.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, girls.
Okay, it is PWD KWN time. What is your product you didn't know you needed today, Hannah?
I'm sorry to be talking about Olaplex again. I just love it so much, and my hair is so effed at the moment. It's so dry. Like, I just have to be using it at all times because I've obviously had my hair dyed, and I was obsessed with the Olaplex serum, and I've basically been using that all the time. Like, it lasts so long. I've been using this serum God, I want to say like a year and it hasn't run out. It's probably not a year, but a long time. And it's just one of those serums that's like, I keep thinking, I'm like, I took it overseas with me thinking, surely this is going to run out in the month that I was overseas. Did not run out. And then came back, went, and then I was like, oh, surely it's going to run out. It just didn't run out. But finally it did. So I actually decided, I was like, instead, I should have probably repurchased the same thing that I love. But I did actually purchase the Olaplex number 6 Bond Smoother. I really wanted to try this one. So the serum is actually like a serum texture. Same, it's a leave-in serum, but this one's actually a styling cream. And the, one of the reasons I really like the Olaplex leave-in products is that they have a heat protectant in them as well. So I now always blow dry my hair first. I was never a blow dry girly. We've talked about this, but I am now. I always blow dry it first and then I'll go over it with the straightener. And it just, you know, my hair lasts a whole week now. I don't have to like wash it again. Obviously, all of their products have got their bond restoring ingredient in there. So especially for me, because I've now dyed my hair, it's got that like repairing ingredient in there. Then it's also got vitamin E, which will help to condition and moisture the hair. And then it's got actually got coconut oil. Not that it feels oily in any way, that also will add that additional hydration. The good thing about it is you do not need much, like tiny little bit. So I just do like a tiny little pump. This one's going to last me double, I think, the serum, because it's such, you need such a small amount. Massage it into your hand and then I only put it in from like the mid-lengths down. Then I'll blow dry it out and then straighten it. And like my hair just gives that kind of like extra healthy shine. But also I get that heat protectant because I'm obviously using two heat styling tools.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of 5-star reviews on the website. I think people just love Olaplex. And particularly if you've got really dry and damaged hair, I'm like their biggest fan. What's yours today?
I'm going back to makeup today. So this is basically because I often have people message me on Instagram. This sounds like I'm blowing my own horn, which I kind of am. But they message me on Instagram and they'll be like, oh my gosh, you're glowing. Your skin is so glowy. Like, what are you doing? And it's 100% because my setting powder is not a powder. It's not to mattify. It's like an illuminating powder. And I use a whole bunch of different ones. So I'm not necessarily loyal to one, but I wanted to talk about this one because it is a really great one and it is obviously available on Adore Beauty, so you can go and pick it up now, add it to cart. It's the Nude by Nature Sheer Light Pressed Illuminator. It's $39.95, which is 1.5 pizzas, as we've discussed. I actually had pizza last night, Hannah, and I was thinking about it when I was ordering it. Well, we got 2 pizzas for $40, so technically this is 2 pizzas worth.
Pizza is way too expensive for dough, cheese, and like what the hell is going on?
And like a few sad vegetables and some weird bits of ham.
It must be one of like, it's literally dough, sauce, and well, I get margarita pizza, so I'm always really shocked at how much it costs.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, well, like 2 pizzas with a deal, 2 pizzas with a deal, or you can buy this Sheer Light Pressed Illuminator. This is a great one because, like, obviously I'm not saying use any illuminator all over your face because you'd be like a disco ball if you use certain ones. You're looking for more of a natural light type illuminator. And I just dust a little bit all over my face and even on my T-zone, like even in areas that's going to be oily, because it is a powder, it's still absorbing oil to some degree. And I'm not a super oily person, so I don't think I would advise this if you had really oily skin. But if you've just got like normal combination or dry skin, it's my best tip. So this particular powder, I've used it before, it's amazing. It's a very natural glow to the point where reviews are mixed. Like it's got a 4.3 rating because a lot of people love it. But if anyone were to criticize it, they say it's not illuminating enough. So I don't think it's the kind of illuminator you're going to want if you want a real popping cheekbone. You know, it's not that illuminator. It's the type that you use to give yourself that dewy, healthy glow. So someone said this gives the most natural luminosity without looking powdery. Must have for mature skin. Maybe I love it because my skin's getting mature, Hannah. This is what I mean. This is a 5-star review. Kind of sheer, so looks super natural when you apply it on. So I think that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about using illuminator all over your face, is finding one like this Nude by Nature product where it's really natural. It's a very light, I would say, not even a shimmer, like like an luminosity, which is what an illuminator is called.
You've really sold me on these pressed illuminators. I've never even heard of such a thing.
I feel like I'm like a salesman, like a door-to-door salesman. I'm like, come on. It's only two pizzas. Yeah, love it. So that's my hot tip. If you need a bit of oil control, but you also want to look dewy AF, Sheer Light pressed illuminator.
Speaking of products on Adore Beauty, someone wrote on the Beauty IQ Facebook group, I saw this setting spray advertised on the AB Insta and I can't get past this review. Has anyone tried this? The reviews are outstanding, but not sure if it's for everyday use. The product is Kryolan Ultra Setting Vaporizer. So do you want to read the review?
Yes, I really do. Amazing. 5 stars by Leah, verified purchaser. Lol, okay, so I work at a chicken factory, glamours I know, she's put in brackets, and sometimes I wear makeup to work. Now, when the chickens are dropping, sometimes they hit me in the face, and all I'm going to say is when I wear this setting spray, my makeup does not move. That's in capitals, does not move. Even with all the hairnets and quarantine PPE, my makeup stays put all day. If you really want a serious setting spray, I would recommend
what
this one.
What a review. Wow.
I need to ask my first and most crucial question is, what does she mean by the chickens dropping? Because I thought she meant chicken droppings, but I think she physically means chickens coming down from the sky.
Oh, I thought she meant dropping poo. And I thought that seems like quite a workplace hazard to have that flying in your face. So I think she means dropping from above. Like they're dropping.
Yeah, I think she means like a chicken that is getting ready to go off into a package is dropping from the sky and sometimes smacking her in the face, which is wild. Absolutely wild workplace to be in.
What? Yeah, I love this review. We need more reviews of extreme settings where products are doing what they advertise to do.
Absolutely. And I think I want detail. I want you to tell me these details. This is what I want from a review. This has convinced me. I'm like, if I need to go out on a massive night, I would be buying this setting spray.
Or a 100%. Wedding. Like anything.
Or a wedding. Long. Yes. Yeah. Any all day event, hens parties. This is it, guys. Like if chickens can drop into your face and your makeup stays intact, you can handle anything.
So the makeup then doesn't transfer onto the chicken.
I was thinking this too. I was like, how is this OHS? Like if a chicken drops onto your face and then goes in and you just got a little lipstick on your chicken, like it's a little lipstick mark on your little chicken butt.
Interesting.
All right. Oh, my mind has gone to some weird places here, Hannah. It really has.
Yeah. Unless it was droppings and we've got it all wrong, then don't listen to us. We're not 100% sure what the dropping in that sentence means. Anyway.
Oh, I love it so much. But yes, more reviews like this, please.
Okay, great. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks everyone for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe and tell your friends. It helps other people to discover us. And we'd love to know what you thought about this podcast. So if you could leave us a review, that would be much appreciated.